ABOO's annual membership meeting and board of directors elections will be held on Saturday, September 17, 2022 at 1 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater located at 2522 Southeast Clinton Street. Face masks will be required inside the building. Zoom link and call-in access will be posted on the KABU website. Again, that's KABU's annual membership meeting and board of directors elections. Saturday, September 17th, 2022 at 1 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street. Bring your face mask or one will be provided. Hello, I'm Darcy Weber. Welcome to the 2022 Board of Directors Candidate Forum. In just a few moments, you will hear from this year's candidates for KABU's Community Radio's Board of Directors. KABU is unique in that the Board of Directors is elected by its members and all bylaw revisions must be approved by KABU members. Every member gets to vote. Any member can apply to be on the Board of Directors. Online voting is now open at kabu.fm/vote. Online voting is open until Saturday, September 10th, and will be open again during the annual meeting on Saturday, September 17th. To request a paper ballot, you must contact KABU by calling 503-231-8032, extension 204, or emailing data@kabu.org. Due to COVID, the station is open to neither the public nor volunteers and will not be open for ballot drop-off. You can mail your paper ballot to KABU at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland, Oregon, 97214. Paper ballots must be received at the station by Friday, September 16th. Late ballots will not be counted. Candidate statements are posted on kabu.fm/meeting2022. Election results will be announced at the annual meeting on September 17th, 2022. Okay, let's get started. Our first board candidate this evening is Anna Hershaw. Welcome, Anna.
Hi, welcome. Welcome to me, and thank you for having me.
Yes, glad to have you here. Have a few questions for you today. We'll start with question one. Up to this point, have you been involved in any KABU activities?
I have. I retired back in the mid-2000s, and I started actually physically going to KABU a couple of years later, so it's probably somewhere around 2017 or 18, just going in the building and doing reception work and helping with fundraising and answering the phone and that sort of thing.
Great. What is your understanding and personal experience of the vision, history, and operation of KABU Radio?
So as I understand KABU Radio being a independent radio station with a community minded programming and support, it's just a wonderful way to keep people informed. That's my best understanding. I find it with the local culture and the eclectic programming. I just think it's just wonderful. I'm such a fan.
Great. What is your experience or expertise working on or with nonprofit boards of directors, advisory boards, or working committees?
I'm 68, so I've been through a few years of doing some board work. I think my first board, and I'm not even sure how I was pointed out, was a YWCA in South Bend, Indiana. Back in the day when you could still smoke in the boardroom. So it was way back in the day. But I was actually even elected to the Democratic Committee back in Ohio. I mean, I've just done a lot of things. It's mostly to serve. I'm not really ambitious politically or anything like that, but I really think that all these systems need support, and I like to put my support in. And radio, community radio, really is the place where I'm interested.
Great. So it sounds like you've played a leadership role in the past. Can you tell us about your leadership style?
Well, I am a lead by example sort of person. My kindergarten teacher kind of shoved me out in front of the class, you know, right back then. So I just I've had to wade through leadership, and I just find that it's important to be able to kind of do what I ask other people to do. I should be able to do that, or at least support them while they're doing it. So that's the kind of leadership I am.
Question number three. One responsibility of KBOO's board of directors is to hire, oversee, and support the station manager. Do you have any experience in this?
Well, I have not actually been on the hiring committee for a station manager or that kind of thing. I have been on other hiring committees for other jobs. I worked at Antioch College for a while, and we do everything by committee at Antioch. I have been a manager, and I kind of have an idea of what management's like. So I feel pretty good about being able to help with this sort of work. Yes.
Great. Question number four. KBOO's board supports fundraising activities and is responsible for the financial oversight of the KBOO Foundation. What is your experience planning and reviewing operating budgets and financial statements?
Well, that's something that I had to do for the work. A lot of the work I was doing, managing offices or managing scholarship funds or things like that. I had to stay within the budget, keep things going. Also, I've sat on a lot of committees that finance committees and budget committees in the board work that I've done. I like to work with money that is over there. My own money, it kind of seems to do something else. And I live on Social Security, so it's always a kind of a pinch here and there. And I guess I get really good at management because of that. when you have a small finances, you work very well with numbers. So I'm pretty expertise at that.
So how do you see yourself actively participating in KBOO's fundraising activities?
Well, I have done fundraising in the past. We've done the book sales and, of course, the fund drives and things like that. But I also think it's just coming up with new ideas. If the station engineer has some ideas about having more access, different channels maybe, or something like that with our radio station, which would be a lot of fun, and we could do things with that. I just think there's lots of opportunities. The radio is just full of ways to build revenue.
Question number five. KBOO depends on member contributions for 65% of its operating revenue. KBOO currently has only 5,000 members. As a board member, what steps would you recommend to increase membership?
I think continuing to put out great radio is one way. And I think also as a board member, I just talk to everybody I meet about KBOO and participation in the station and getting involved. I think people think it's a hands-off sort of thing, but it's, come think about it, come and participate in radio. I think the more community that gets involved, the better.
Wonderful. Question number six. KBOO has been a media outlet for communities of color and other marginalized communities. How can the KBOO board address issues of equity and inclusion in our programming, outreach, training, hiring, and other activities?
Well, as we continue to invite and recruit and discover new parts of the community that are not getting their voices heard, I think that is one way to be super inclusive. I think our values and our the things that we already have a foundation on are doing a lot of that right now. And I think if we could just continue and grow what we're already doing, I think we're going to be we are giving voice to people that don't get voices already. So I think this is great. Let's just keep doing the same thing we're doing. I don't think it's broken. I think we're doing fine.
Great. What have you done in your own life to address these issues?
Well, as a Black woman, I don't feel like I have to be the person to address these issues. I think I educate my allies and associates and have them, the people in power, work with the power structure. I think we're going to find ourselves, we have to get a good social analysis of what's going on out there and remember what's happened in the past and try to integrate that with what we can do in the future.
Wonderful. Question number 7. KBOO board members are expected to spend a minimum of 12 to 15 hours a month on KBOO board service. Can you commit to this time?
Absolutely. It's easy to spend that much time at the station.
Great. Question number 8. Our final question. As a board member, you are responsible for 3 main duties. Duty number 1 is duty of care, attending board meetings, staying informed of current issues, and reading reports and asking questions. Duty number 2 is duty of loyalty. As a board member, you put KBOO's interests first. Duty number 3 is duty of obedience. Follow KBOO's bylaws and policies, state and federal regulations, and decisions of the board. Can you commit to these duties?
Oh, absolutely. I'm actually an interim board member right now, and I'm following all of the duties that are listed here. I very much care for KBOO, and I'm there every week to at least now that COVID is a little bit at bay. I've been there every week trying to kind of organize the station physically and just be supportive. And when it comes to promotion and oversight, I think it's really important that we just keep, like I said, talk to people, remind people of the station. Oh yeah, KBOO, that's right. I love that. And make sure that the word gets out. I mean, we are listened to. Some people just don't know that they're listening. And of course, the regulations, state regulations, federal regulations, and our bylaws are things that the boxes we have to stay in order to operate in this system. I think we need to watch closely so that we don't find ourselves bumped out of our wonderful radio station. We stay within and continue to broadcast.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for your time today. Really appreciate your willingness to share your perspective with us today.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you.
KBOO's annual membership meeting and board of directors elections will be held on Saturday, September 17th, 2022 at 1 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater located at 2522 Southeast Clinton Street. Face masks will be required inside the building. Zoom link and call-in access will be posted on the KBOO website. Again, that's KBOO's annual membership meeting and board of directors elections, Saturday, September 17th, 2022 at 1 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street. Bring your face mask or one will be provided. KBOO is unique in that the board of directors is elected by its members and all bylaw revisions must be approved by KBOO members. Every member gets to vote. Any member can apply to be on the board of directors. Online voting is now open at kboo.fm/vote. Online voting is open until Saturday, September 10th, and will be open again during the annual meeting on Saturday, September 17th. To request a paper ballot, you must contact KBOO by calling 503-231-8032, extension 204, or emailing data@kboo.org. Due to COVID, the station is open to neither the public nor volunteers and will not be open for ballot drop-off. You can mail your paper ballot to KBOO at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland, Oregon, 97214. Paper ballots must be received at the station by Friday, September 16th. late ballots will not be counted. Candidate statements are posted on kbu.fm/meeting2022. Election results will be announced at the annual meeting on September 17th, 2022. Our next board candidate this evening is Sherry Morish. Welcome, Sherry.
Thank you, Darcy, for having me.
It's good to have you here. Question number one. Up to this point, have you been involved in any KBU activities?
Yes, I have, actually. I volunteered with KBU way back in long time ago. And most recently, I volunteered at the Blues Festival. I had the opportunity to talk with Jill about this board position. And then she encouraged me to do some other things. And I got involved with the volunteer organization, volunteered at the Blues Festival and then the Big Float. And I've already had the opportunity to have a station ID, two station IDs up, I believe. And I'm working on putting some more through. And I've been through three of the trainings so far. Yay, I know, right? I'm so excited.
What is your understanding and personal experience of the vision, history, and operation of KBU Radio?
So KBU is steeped in Portland. It's very humble beginnings. I understand it to be a collective community of people working for equity, equality, and bringing people together.
Question number two. What is your experience or expertise working on or with nonprofit boards of directors, advisory boards, or working committees?
So I served on the marketing and programs committees for the Project Management Institute, and I actually helped, I did build their social media for the Portland chapter. I built their entire social media program, from Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter to the I set up their governance. I set up all of the social media policies, and then we transitioned to marketing as a service. And I held a lead role in finding candidates and training them in their positions, everything from journalistic to content creation to distribution. So I'm all nervous for some reason. And I was also on the board of directors at Willamette Falls Media Center, where I actually set up their marketing program and their email marketing campaigns and their online presence across Facebook and LinkedIn.
So can you tell us about your leadership style?
I'm very kind of laid back. I believe that grown adults have good minds and imaginations, and I want to see those in their personality. So, you know, I let them explore those opportunities, and we go, you know, we know what's appropriate and what's not.
Sounds good. Question number three. One responsibility of KBU's board of directors is to hire, oversee, and support the station manager. Do you have any experience in this?
This is one area where I have very little experience in actually hiring, but I have been involved in offering critique on skill sets and how they acclimate within the environment that they're being presented.
Question number four. KBU's board supports fundraising activities and is responsible for the financial oversight of the KBU Foundation. What is your experience planning and reviewing operating budgets and financial statements?
Well, volunteering on the board of directors for Willamette Falls Media Center, I was involved in some of the financial decisions, but because I play more of a creative role across the board than an analytical role, I kept up with what was happening and followed my more analytical board members in discussions about what was better for the community within Willamette Falls Media Center than my personal interest, right? So they may have a discussion about a new studio, and I may want high end, you know, la da da equipment, but funding says no, we have to go three steps down. Well, that's just how that is. And so you give approval where approval's needed and in respect to the interest of the facility.
How do you actively participate in KBOO's fundraising activities?
Currently, I haven't had the opportunity.
How would
I? Well, being a social media and marketing person, obviously I would be online talking about the goodness of KBOO and what they do for the community and using that as a step into a fundraising conversation. And I have some words to say about that as well.
Great.
So
question number 5. KBOO depends on member contributions for 65% of its operating revenue. KBOO currently has only 5,000 members. As a board member, what steps would you recommend to increase membership?
So this is something I wrote an actual paragraph for this. So as a board member, what steps would I recommend to increase membership? As a social media manager, my suggestion is to talk to members on your or potential members on your social media platforms and talk to members about reaching out to their friends and family and their communities about KBOO and the benefits of KBOO in the Portland community and even now the larger global community. I'm not talking about just where your social media is concerned. I'm not talking about just an image and text. I'm talking about lives, about having members create videos about what the KBOO's impact on them as a person and their quality of life in the Portland area as far as equity and equality are concerned and what being a member of KBOO means to them. When you're out at events and you're a member, instead of just being in your little bubble, and I advocated for this during my interview as well, and it kind of was met with a negative response, I felt, but get out there and talk to the people at the event about KBOO and their thoughts on KBOO. And, you know, if they listen to the station, why? And what would a membership look like to them and how they would like to get involved? What would they like to see KBOO do? So these are the different ways that I would encourage getting members into the community. And your MailChimp, I believe your emails are created in MailChimp or something, Constant Contact. You can attach YouTube videos to that. So you could have board members and other members creating videos and uploading them to the YouTube channel and then add that to your email. So when people open the emails, they can watch the videos, especially during fundraising drives. Hello, member or whatever, you know, hello, KBOO community. Thank you for watching this video. We're having a fundraising drive this month and we need to raise $5,000 to keep, you know, to buy a new piece of equipment or whatever. And I have found from my past fundraising efforts, especially for a school that I do social media for, if the people in your audience understand where that money is going, they are much more willing to open their wallets.
Question number 6. KBOO has been a media outlet for communities of color and other marginalized communities. How can the KBOO board address issues of equity and inclusion in our programming, outreach, training, hiring, and other activities?
So KBOO has an entire library of equity and equality documentation and trainings. With it on the website, all you have to do is go find it, right? So what I would suggest is having for members quarterly trainings and have it that be the subject, like this month or this quarter we'll talk about equity and what that looks like in our community and how it impacts you as a person and your place in the community. Equality, same thing. Every quarter you have a structured training. Now the problem with that is if you have 5,000 members, how is that training facilitated? Are you going to rent a place at the convention center or are you going to do it online? it's probably more cost effective to have an online infrastructure for that type of event, but you should have one in person too. There should be a limited number event of people who come and participate in these trainings, and maybe they get an award or some sort of certification. You are certified by KABU as, you know, taking this course in equality or something like this. Give them an incentive, something, you know, a pat on the back type thing.
What have you done in your own life to address these issues of equity and inclusion?
Learn, listen. I have friends from all different demographics, rich, poor, all sorts of different races. I just did a proposal for powwows.com to take over their social media, their social media channels. I'm always afraid of offending people. So I want to know on the pronoun things. I don't personally use them, but you do. I want to know what you want your pronoun. How do I address you? I'm totally cool with learning these things and listening to people and their concerns.
Question number 7. KABU board members are expected to spend a minimum of 12 to 15 hours a month on KABU board service. Can you commit to this time?
Yes.
Our final question, question number 8. As a board member, you are responsible for 3 main duties. Duty number 1 is duty of care, attending board meetings, staying informed of current issues, reading reports, and asking questions. Duty number 2 is duty of loyalty. As a board member, you put KABU's interests first. Duty number 3 is duty of obedience. Follow KABU's bylaws and policies, state and federal regulations, and decisions of the board. Can you commit to these duties?
Yes.
Thank you for your time today, Sherry.
Thank you, Darcy.
KBOO's annual membership meeting and board of directors elections will be held on Saturday, September 17th, 2022 at 1 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater located at 2522 Southeast Clinton Street. Face masks will be required inside the building. Zoom link and call-in access will be posted on the KABU website. Again, that's KABU's annual membership meeting and board of directors elections, Saturday, September 17th, 2022 at 1 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street. Bring your face mask or one will be provided. KABU is unique in that the board of directors is elected by its members and all bylaw revisions must be approved by KABU members. Every member gets to vote. Any member can apply to be on the board of directors. Online voting is now open at kabu.fm/vote. Online voting is open until Saturday, September 10th, and will be open again during the annual meeting on Saturday, September 17th. To request a paper ballot, you must contact KABU by calling 503-231-8032, extension 204, or emailing data, D-A-T-A, at kabu.org. Due to COVID, the station is open to neither the public nor volunteers and will not be open for ballot drop-off. You can mail your paper ballot to KABU at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland, Oregon, 97214. Paper ballots must be received at the station by Friday, September 16th. Late ballots will not be counted. Candidate statements are posted on kabu.fm/meeting2022. Election results will be announced at the annual meeting on September 17th, 2022. Our next board candidate this evening is Joyce Nance. Welcome, Joyce.
Hello. Sorry, I need to move this up a little bit. Hi.
Hi. Question number 1. Up to this point, have you been involved in any KABU activities?
When I first got going with KBOO, I started to do all the training to become a board operator, and I did all of the training, and then COVID hit. So I did not end up going in to be a board operator, which I would still like to do. But I was able to produce three commercials in conjunction with Open Signal during the COVID era.
Great. What is your understanding and personal experience of the vision, history, and operation of KBOO Radio?
Well, KBOO started in 1968 as a listener subscription-based station based on KPFK in LA and KRAB in Seattle. It started in one room with a budget of $50 a month. KBOO went on from there to expand its listeners, studio size, subscribers, and number of volunteers. Its goal of making radio and information resources more accessible to the community, as well as providing free training to volunteers, continued through the years as it became community source power, became a community source powerhouse that it currently is.
What is your experience or expertise working on or with nonprofit boards of directors, advisory boards, or working committees?
Well, I haven't had a huge amount, but I was on the board of my temple that I belonged to for many years. And I was also on my HOA board for a condo that I used to own.
So it sounds like you've got some leadership abilities. Can you tell us about your leadership style?
My leadership style is to understand the problem, situation to the best of my ability, consider as many possibilities as I can, consult with others for input, and then to either act on my best assessment or to suggest best actions.
Question number three. One responsibility of KBOO's board of directors is to hire, oversee, and support the station manager. Do you have any experience in this?
I do have experience in hiring, overseeing, and supporting businesses. For 13 years, I owned my own video post-production company that was located in San Francisco and Reno. And I had up to 15 employees at various times, and I did all the HR myself.
Question number four. KBOO's board supports fundraising activities and is responsible for the financial oversight of the KBOO Foundation. What is your experience planning and reviewing operating budgets and financial statements?
I have a good understanding of accounting and budgeting because I have a bachelor's degree in business and accounting. I worked 5 years as a senior accounting for an asset management corporation in San Francisco, where I worked with operating budgets and financial statements on a daily basis, as well as when I ran my own company, I did all of the accounting.
How would you actively participate in KBOO's fundraising activities?
I would participate in planning and boots on the ground type fundraising activities. I don't have as much experience in this activity as others, but at my temple, fundraising was always a big deal. And what I learned there was to spend the bulk of your time on proven profitable activities, but also don't be afraid to try new things.
Question number five. KBOO depends on member contributions for 65% of its operating revenue. KBOO currently has only 5,000 members. As a board member, what steps would you recommend to increase membership?
It's been my experience that people want to be involved in good organizations and they want to meet like-minded people. I think personal contact with as many potential members as possible brings more people in than anything. And once people do get involved in KBOO, ways should be found to make them feel even more involved.
Question number six. KBOO has been a media outlet for communities of color and other marginalized communities. How can the KBOO board address issues of equity and inclusion in our programming, outreach, training, hiring, and other activities?
Communities of color and other marginalized communities can be reached through programming at the station as well as on a personal level. If there are opportunities to go into these communities and speak with others, that is a good way to go, as well as the listeners, supporters, programmers, committee board members, all those kind of things draw people in.
What would you recommend KBOO, what would you recommend to assist KBOO in becoming equitable and inclusive?
I might recommend a program where speakers from KBOO go out and speak to the community groups about KBOO, as well as on-air discussions that speak to marginalized communities.
What have you done in your own life to address these issues?
A small way I do it in my own life is I am a stand-up comedian, produce shows in Portland. And since the majority of comedians in town are straight white guys, my comedy partner and I go out of our way to make other communities feel wanted and represented in our shows.
Question number seven. KBOO board members are expected to spend a minimum of 12 to 15 hours a month on KBOO board service. Can you commit to this time?
Yes, that should not be a problem because I currently only work in the mornings on a part-time and on a talk radio show, and that's just Monday through Friday. So,
our final question, question number eight. As a board member, you are responsible for three main duties. Duty number one is duty of care, attending board meetings, staying informed of current issues, reading reports, and asking questions. Duty number two is duty of loyalty. As a board member, you put KBOO's interests first. Duty number three is duty of obedience, following KBOO's bylaws and policies, state and federal regulations, and decisions of the board. Can you commit to these duties?
Yes. I understand the fiduciary duties of a board member. Their allegiance belongs to the station and its members. Board members need to be involved in management, which means staying as informed as possible to what's going on at the station, issues, reports, and meetings. This knowledge is needed to make the best decisions in a timely manner. Loyalty and obedience are also needed to participate in those decisions.
Thank you for your time today, Joyce.
Thank you.
KBOO's annual membership meeting and board of directors elections will be held on Saturday, September 17th, 2022 at 1 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater located at 2522 Southeast Clinton Street. Face masks will be required inside the building. Zoom link and call-in access will be posted on the KBOO website. Again, that's KBOO's annual membership meeting and board of directors elections, Saturday, September 17th, 2022 at 1 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street. Bring your face mask or one will be provided. KBOO is unique in that the board of directors is elected by its members and all bylaw revisions must be approved by KBOO members. Every member gets to vote. Any member can apply to be on the board of directors. Online voting is now open at kboo.fm/vote. Online voting is open until Saturday, September 10th, and will be open again during the annual meeting on Saturday, September 17th. To request a paper ballot, you must contact KBOO by calling 503-231-8032, extension 204, or emailing data, D-A-T-A, at kboo.org. Due to COVID, the station is open to neither the public nor volunteers and will not be open for ballot drop-off. You can mail your paper ballot to KBOO at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland, Oregon, 97214. Paper ballots must be received at the station by Friday, September 16th. Late ballots will not be counted. Candidate statements are posted on kboo.fm/meeting2022. Election results will be announced at the annual meeting on September 17th, 2022.
Our next candidate is James Drasnan. Welcome, James.
Question number one. Up to this point, have you been involved in any KBOO activities?
So recently I attended the Development Committee meeting and two board meetings. And years ago, I was involved in a membership drive answering phones.
What is your understanding and personal experience of the vision, history, and operation of KBOO Radio?
So I'm going to break this up into volunteer experience and professional nonprofit experience. So as a volunteer, I've been involved in I was a member of the Forest Grove Planning Commission, and I was also the Sierra Club Columbia Group Overlook Editor, and also served briefly on the Executive Committee of the Sierra Club. I've also been a member of the Forest Grove City Council, a four-year term. And then I got involved in KBPS-FM, better known as the Classical Station. I was on the Development Committee, the board, and eventually was chairing the board. And then I was also a member of the Forest Grove Senior Center, a nonprofit. And then as a professional, I've been involved for 30 years in fundraising in a number of nonprofits ranging from Pacific University to the Oregon Coast Aquarium, the Oregon Community Foundation, and most recently, not as nonprofit, but I was the development director for Jamie McLeod Skinner's 2018 run for Congress.
Can you tell us about your leadership style?
So when I'm at my best, my leadership style is Socratic. And that by that, I mean asking questions. I think the best leaders lead people to decision-making by asking them questions.
Question number three. One responsibility of KBOO's board of directors is to hire, oversee, and support the station manager. Do you have any experience in this?
Yes, in the mid-2000s, I chaired a station manager search committee for the KBPS-FM. And later as board chair, I had the experience of firing a station manager, who by that time we called executive director.
Question four. KBOO's board supports fundraising activities and is responsible for the financial oversight of the KBOO Foundation. What is your experience planning and reviewing operating budgets and financial statements?
I think I should break this up into the professional and the volunteer. So as a professional, I had to create my own budgets, at least line item budgets for the development activities. And then as a volunteer, I had the experience of reviewing operating budgets and ultimately voting and approving them. And I guess to a certain extent, you could count the Forest Grove City Council experience, where all seven of the city councilors were ad hoc and actually voting members of the city budget commission.
How would you actively participate in KBOO's fundraising activities?
I think the fundraising strength I would bring to KBOO would be discovering major and planned gift prospects amongst the current members. The second thing, and this is the longer shot but still worth doing, is reaching out to donors to other related nonprofits that might be interested in KBOO if they knew more about it.
Question five. KBOO depends on member contributions for 65% of its operating revenue. KBOO currently has only 5,000 members. As a board member, what steps would you recommend to increase membership?
Right now, I think the hosts are doing an excellent job as member recruiters. And what I found working with nonprofit radio stations is it is usually the program hosts who are responded to, who are listened most carefully to by the listeners. So I think they're doing a very subtle and heartfelt and productive job recruiting members. One slight alteration I would need or I would suggest is that we should clarify that KBOO is a listener-supported station that serves the community. I wonder if appeals for support to the community are vague, or when you say KBOO is community supported. The best appeals for charitable support I've found over my experience, again, as a professional and as a volunteer, is to appeal one-to-one. So when I'm asking for your support, I need to be talking directly to you, not to the community, but to you, the person who is going to decide.
Question 6. KBOO has been a media outlet for communities of color and other marginalized communities. How can the KBOO board address issues of equity and inclusion in our programming, outreach, training, hiring, and other activities?
I would say KBOO already leads local media in programming for and by communities of color and other marginalized communities. I mean, there's newspapers like The Scanner, and I'm sure there's other alternative media that focus effectively on single issue. But as far as I know, KBOO may be the best general advocate for these communities. So I would say they are just full speed ahead. I don't know if I have any ideas for better programming and more, you know, other effective. As a board member, I guess I would suggest, and I don't know how this would work, but that the station consider connecting to or collaborating with KBPS AM, the student station at Benson Polytechnic High School, and maybe with KWSO in Warm Springs.
What have you done in your own life to address these issues?
So I, regrettably thinking about it, I don't think I've done anything formal in life to address diversity, equity, and inclusion beyond supporting diverse political candidates, wearing my Black Lives Matter hoodie and flying my Black Lives Matter flag. But I think at least I've grown to the stage where I recognize that democracy is always going to be threatened by fascism and totalitarianism, and it's an eternal struggle. At times fiercer and at times less fierce, but right now it seems like it's a very fierce fight to make sure that we can include everyone in our community.
Question 7. KBOO board members are expected to spend a minimum of 12 to 15 hours a month on KBOO board service. Can you commit to this time?
And the answer to that is yes, I can commit the time. I'm retired, so I do have free time. And thinking back to other board activities, and particularly the Forest Grove City Council, we were meeting at the council twice a month, sometimes four times a month. We had commission assignments that the one or two commissions meeting a month, and then there was preparation. So it was easily 12 to 15 hours a month. And at that time I was working. So I think it'll be a commitment I can meet.
Question 8. As a board member, you are responsible for three main duties. Duty number one is duty of care. Attend board meetings, stay informed of current issues, read reports, and ask questions. Duty number two is duty of loyalty. As a board member, you put KBOO's interest first. Duty number three is duty of obedience. Follow KBOO's bylaws and policies, state and federal regulations, and decisions of the board. Can you commit to these duties?
And I feel I can commit to those duties. The first one, duty of care. Again, I think my emphasis, especially as a new member of the board, will be to certainly stay informed, read reports, attend meetings, but to ask questions, ask what I hope are productive or instructive questions. And the duty of loyalty, I'm very keen about that. I've had experience where board members use their role as leadership volunteers to try to affect the programming of the nonprofit. And I don't think that's a proper role of a board member to determine programming. Theoretically, and I think where KBOO has reached this point, even though it's a volunteer-driven nonprofit, it has hired enough professional staff that they should be allowed to lead the programming. And then duty of obedience and following the bylaws, state and federal regulations and decisions of the board, I feel I'll have no problem meeting that obligation.
Thank you for your time, James.
KBOO's annual membership meeting and board of directors elections will be held on Saturday, September 17th, 2022 at 1 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater located at 2522 Southeast Clinton Street. Face masks will be required inside the building. Zoom link and call-in access will be posted on the KBOO website. Again, that's KBOO's annual membership meeting and board of directors elections, Saturday, September 17th, 2022 at 1 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street. Bring your face mask or one will be provided. KBOO is unique in that the board of directors is elected by its members and all bylaw revisions must be approved by KBOO members. Every member gets to vote. Any member can apply to be on the board of directors. Online voting is now open at kboo.fm/vote. Online voting is open until Saturday, September 10th, and will be open again during the annual meeting on Saturday, September 17th. To request a paper ballot, you must contact KBOO by calling 503-231-8032, extension 204, or emailing data, D-A-T-A, at kboo.org. Due to COVID, the station is open to neither the public nor volunteers and will not be open for ballot drop-off. You can mail your paper ballot to KBOO at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland, Oregon, 97214. Paper ballots must be received at the station by Friday, September 16th. Late ballots will not be counted. Candidate statements are posted on kboo.fm/meeting2022. Election results will be announced at the annual meeting on September 17th, 2022.